Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 13, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. Our joint contract negotiation surveys are in the mail and are arriving at members' homes. Today, the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, the FAN, received an advance copy of the survey. The survey will open tomorrow, Saturday, July 14th at 1200 Central Daylight Time and will conclude August 5th, 2012 at 1700 Central Daylight Time. We need your input to achieve an agreement with improvements for all of the flight attendants at the new United Airlines. Single contract negotiations will be a complex undertaking. We can expect to see renewed management proposals geared towards eliminating work rules, benefits, and other important provisions of our contract. Please take part in the survey and encourage your flying partners to do the same. In the 2012 Joint Contract Survey printed book mailed to each flight attendant's home, a response was inadvertently not included for question number 54. An additional response choice of I am married and cover myself and my spouse is not in the printed survey mailing, but is available in the electronic survey. Flight attendants at Continental Airlines today voted to ratify their tentative agreement. That agreement now becomes their new collective bargaining agreement. The United Master Executive Council applauds our sisters and brothers at Continental for participating in the democratic process and voting to approve their new agreement. We extend our solidarity and support for their decision on how best to move towards our joint contract negotiations. We continue to look forward to working together with representatives of the Continental and Continental Micronesia Joint Negotiating Committee in the near future on our combined collective bargaining agreement. In our joint contract negotiations, we will seek the best from all three contracts to build a new agreement that reflects the value flight attendants contribute to the success of our airline and recognizes that without us, United's operational merger cannot happen. United Airlines announced yesterday that they have placed an order with Boeing for 150 new 737 aircraft. The order includes 100 new 737 MAX 9s and 50 737-900ERs scheduled for delivery in 2018, and also 50 737-900ERs arriving in late 2013 to replace the older 757-200s. United's 737 order has been designated as a replacement aircraft order, and as such, the protocol agreement stipulates that they be allocated to the subsidiary from which the aircraft are being replaced. The MAXs that begin arriving in 2018 could either replace older, less fuel-efficient aircraft in the fleet or expand the size of the fleet. United is ordering the biggest version of the 737 MAX that Boeing makes, which seats up to 215 people. The long-awaited aircraft order, which has been in the works for over a year, is reported to be valued at more than $14 billion. United has confirmed that the 737-900s will mostly replace the outdated, less fuel-efficient 757-200s. The seating capacity on this aircraft will be 173. In addition to being fuel-efficient, these new aircraft will come equipped with bigger bins, better lighting, a more open and modern feel, and Wi-Fi. With this order, United is now expecting delivery of 272 aircraft through 2022, including 25 Airbus A350s and 50 Boeing 787s, and has unexercised options on additional aircraft. Irregular operations and bad weather can negatively impact our IDs while at work. It's important that you know what our contractual legalities are when confronted with a drafting scenario. Sections 2, 9, and 12 of our contract deal with drafting. Drafting is defined in Section 2.1 of our contract. Lineholders shall be considered drafted when assigned, while off duty, in inverse order of seniority and in priority among those available and qualified. In addition, lineholders shall be considered drafted when removed from their assigned flight from which they are legal, available, and in position to fly, and are assigned to cover any other flights. Drafting is provided for under our contract after exhausting the order of assignment as set forth in Sections 9.I and 12.0 of the contract. Furthermore, Section 9H3 of the contract provides that drafting assignments shall not be made more than 6 hours prior to scheduled departure. Flight attendants may not decline a drafting assignment. Keep in mind that once the company applies the drafting provisions of the contract, there are pay ramifications of which everyone should be made aware of, such as our newly ratified contract provision that when flight attendants are drafted, you will receive 2 hours and 30 minutes of extra pay. First, once drafted, there is no further reassignment under Section 8J of the contract. For example, if drafted from a 3-day ID to cover a 1-day ID, there is no further reassignment upon return to the home domicile. In addition, any drafting assignment that would result from in a flight attendant being illegal for a subsequent ID is pay protected as part of the drafting assignment, and the company may not reassign the affected flight attendant under Section 8J on return to the home domicile. In addition to the new drafting pay provision, there are pay ramifications involving holiday pay when drafted. When drafted away from a holiday ID to fly a non-holiday ID, the scheduled holiday pay must be considered when making the flight pay calculation. A comparison must be made between the dollar value of the ID flown, including any applicable holiday pay, to the value of the ID from which drafted, including holiday pay. If the value of the ID from which drafted, including holiday pay, is greater than the value of the ID which is flown, the flight attendant is entitled to the pay differential or the greater of the two. This differential, once calculated as a result of the comparison, will be posted in the DFAP in the form of an hour and minute posting. When given a drafting assignment, we encourage you to have the scheduler clarify that you have, in fact, been drafted and under which section of the contract this is being done. Request the scheduler remark the ID appropriately indicating DRFT. This will assist flight time records when making their manual review of pay associated with each drafting situation. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA industry editorial written by retired flight attendant Jerry Butts, recorded yesterday in Chicago by Chicago 8 volunteer Taylor St. Theos. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.